Almost 50 years after New York banned the sale of lead in paint, each year some 1,800 children are found to have been lead poisoned in New York. This epidemic affects mostly young children of color from low-income communities who live in poorly maintained housing, where windows, doors, walls, and ceilings produce invisible lead dust that is ingested by infants and toddlers through hand-to-mouth behavior and inhalation. Lead creates a host of health, cognitive, and behavioral problems, including loss of IQ level, attention deficit, impulse control issues, high blood pressure, kidney disease, and in extreme cases, coma and even death. There is no safe level of lead, and it has no beneficial use in the human body. While children may be exposed to lead through a number of sources, including toys, old water pipes, and soil, the primary lead poisoning threat for New York's children is from paint dust in older, substandard housing. Unfortunately, New York's housing puts children at elevated risk of lead poisoning. New York has both the nation's greatest number and highest percentage of its housing stock built before 1950. And those are the homes that are most likely to contain lead paint. Because lead harms children even in tiny concentration, seemingly small increases in the concentration of lead in the child's blood level can have substantial cognitive impacts. With comparatively low blood lead levels, correlating with significant IQ loss. In 1970, when it banned lead in paint, New York was among the vanguard of states, almost a decade before the national residential paint ban. However, in the year 2018, New York lags behind in childhood lead poisoning prevention in several key aspects. As a result, thousands of New York's children ingest dangerous levels of lead and will suffer permanently from this entirely preventable exposure. New York must do more. Here's five steps the state can immediately take to dramatically reduce lead poisoning in New York, the 2019 state budget, being examined and negotiated now through the end of March, is the vehicle to enact these changes. Five changes. Here we go. One, the state should use existing authority to lower the level at which a child is considered lead poisoned, and action is undertaken to identify and eliminate the lead hazard. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lowered its recommended action level 5 years ago. It's time for New York to follow suit. Number two, reduce the dust lead level that's used to determine whether a lead hazard exists and whether a cleanup effort has been effective. The current standard is based on rules formulated in the 1990s. While EPA has formulated a significantly stronger standard, under the Trump administration, the agency is dragging its feet. New York doesn't have to wait for the EPA to act and should adopt the stronger standard immediately. Three, despite the scope of the problem, New York spends too little on lead poisoning prevention, citing budget constraints. The state could nearly double its budget, currently proposed at about $14 million, by adopting an idea that Mario Cuomo put forward in 1992. His plan called for placing a 25-cent per gallon surcharge on large paint manufacturers based on the amount of paint they sell in New York. Based on Maine's successful program, New York could generate another $12 million a year for lead poisoning prevention programs if they adopted this plan. Number four, lead poisoned families can face a myriad of health problems, learning disabilities, and behavioral issues. Unfortunately, for many with serious permanent injuries from lead poisoning due to poorly maintained rental housing, the civil courts provide no recourse. This is because the state allows insurance companies to exclude lead poisoning coverage from standard liability policies sold to landlords. The governor should direct the State Department of Financial Services to close the childhood lead poisoning liability loophole so lead poisoned kids can get their day in court. And five, the governor has proposed that local government housing code agencies enforce strict lead paint maintenance standards in housing located in areas with a track record of high numbers of poisoning. This primary prevention approach makes enormous sense and should be supported. But without a long-term commitment by the state to fund prevention programs, it'll never get off the ground. The governor should commit to fully funding this proposal. As the state's chief executive overseeing state agencies and as a former administrator of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Governor Cuomo is uniquely qualified to be a champion in this area. This is a matter of utmost importance to public health, social justice, and investment in New York's future, its children. 2018 should be the year that New York finally gets the let out.